We are joined today by Tiffany Smedley, an investigator with the Federal Trade Commission, here to talk about the top frauds of 2023 and also offer some advice on maybe how do I spot them, how to avoid them, and just be cautious on things that could be coming up in the future, because the different frauds always kind of manipulate themselves, change just a little bit. But Tiffany, if you could tell us a little bit about sort of what are some of the top frauds? How can we go through that list if you want to just take it from there, and maybe how to be aware that these are out there?
Sure. Thank you for having me today. Yes, I just want to share that we at the FTC, we compile our data book report every year from all the complaints we get from consumers that have reported fraud, and identify some very interesting trends and gives us a picture of what's going on out there. And what it revealed is that last year, for the first time ever, we had reported losses involving scams reach $10 billion. And that equates to 1 in 4 people reporting losing money. So that is a very big number. And one of the top scams that we saw was the imposter scams. So your imposter scams are the ones where people pretend to be someone that they're not. So I think most people would be familiar with, you know, someone calling you saying they're the Social Security Administration or some other government agency or your bank. And those scams had a loss of $2.7 billion just from fraud. Another top scam that we saw last year were investment scams. We had 20% higher scams reported involving investments. From last year. And generally, scammers are pretty sophisticated, and they also follow the trends of what's going on in society. So one of the contact methods that was the highest last year was through email. So more people reported that they were being scammed through email than ever before. And most of those email scams involved, again, imposter scams involving government and businesses. So, again, your fake Social Security Administration emails, fake Amazon emails, those generally the ones that were reported the highest when they were contacted through email. And another area would be like, so how are people requesting payments? So how do the scammers want to be paid? Well, they have evolved, and now scammers are requesting payments through cryptocurrency, which had $1.4 billion in losses from cryptocurrency transfers alone. And another big payment method that scammers are having are bank transfers. So, again, like I said, scammers are very good at what they do, but we want to educate everyone. So what can you do? How can you spot the scams? How can you avoid it? Generally, you can tell if you are dealing with a scammer, they're going to create some sense of urgency. They're going to rush you and have you act fast. If they're contacting you, they don't want you to take time to think about it or contact someone else at all to see if it's legitimate. So they'll create this sense of urgency. That should be a red flag to you. Again, if you're contacted unexpectedly, that's another red flag. Contacted unexpectedly and asking for money or personal information specifically, that's a red flag that this could be a scam. Another evidence of scam is if they're asking you to pay by a specific way. So like I had mentioned, either cryptocurrency, gift cards is another big way of payment. So if you're seeing some of those red flags, that may be an indication that it is a scam. So to steer clear of some of these scams, we want to tell you and let you know you don't want to give money or information to anyone who is contacting you unexpectedly, meaning do not click the links in an email you do not recognize. Do not give information to someone who calls you or contacts you on social media. Legitimate businesses or government agencies are not going to call you unexpectedly through email or text or social media and ask you for your information or money. That is generally something scammers are going to do to try to steal from you. We also recommend that you slow down. Check it out. If you're not sure if something is legitimate, you definitely want to contact the legitimate entity, the legitimate government agency or the legitimate business, and see if this is something that is real. So hang up from wherever you're talking to or however they contact you, and actually go and to the legitimate business and see if it's real.
Tell me a little bit about what you've discovered of who gets scammed. If really there, it's probably, I would assume it's probably, with based on $10 billion, it's probably cross-section of all sorts of people.
You're absolutely correct. It can cross all age groups, but what we found is that younger adults, so those between the ages of 20 to 29, report losing money more often than those older adults, 70 and over. However, the older adults lost more money than any other age group that we have seen. So older adults, 70 and over, lost more money, whereas the younger adults will report losing it more often than their older counterparts. So even though we see the scams across all age groups, that's how the breakdown is between reporting and the amount of loss from the scam.
I wanted to share just briefly, I got something the other day, an email. Had something to do from HR. It had something to do with retirement things. And I'm looking at it, so there's a moment where I thought, I better put my attention to this. Started looking a little deeper. I'm thinking, this is a very vague email that I got. Plus, the email address that this thing comes from is a bunch of letters and numbers and doesn't respond to anything that I'm associated with. So I realized right away that this obviously was a scam.
Absolutely. That is a perfect example of what we want you to do if you come across something that doesn't look right. Especially in emails, you want to look for typos. Look at the email address. Is it coming from, you know, the actual email address of the business? A lot of times, like I said, the scammers are sophisticated, so sophisticated enough that they can just tweak the email address with a couple letters that makes it appear to be a legitimate email address, but it is not, just because they just varied the letters a little bit. And if you look at it at first glance, you're like, oh, this is from U.S. Bank. I know them. But they may have changed the last couple letters. It may be a .com or a .gov or however they identify themselves. But just that little change could lead you to clicking on a link of a website that's not even theirs, and then you turning over your personal information or ending up getting scammed. So it is definitely not only slow down, but pay attention to what you're reading, pay attention to what it says, and that's a good tip to try to help you avoid some of these scams.
Most of the time, you will probably not get your money back, I would assume. What can you do if you think you get scammed? How do you report it? What other resources do you have?
You're absolutely right. If you authorize money to be moved, and once you have done that, it's generally gone. If you're moving it to a cryptocurrency wallet, it's very, very hard to get that back. Especially if you authorize movement in like your retirement account, it's very hard to get the money back. So basically, don't move your money. Like I said, go to your legitimate bank or investment account. But if you happen to have moved your money and were scammed, we definitely ask that you go to reportfraud.ftc.gov and report it to us. One of the things we need is that we need to know what's going on, and we only know what's going on if you report the scams and the fraud that you're seeing out there. So it's very important, and I'll plug it again. It's reportfraud.ftc.gov.
Is there a place to go to get some kind of a list or maybe even sort of more documentation or information about some of those frauds we've talked about, other examples that people can then inform themselves on?
Absolutely. I highly recommend that everyone sign up for the consumer alerts that we put out. We send messages to your email inbox, and you can learn about the latest scams and tips on how to avoid the scams. And that is at ftc.gov/consumer alert. And that will give you all the latest information on all the scams and tips on how to avoid them. We even break them down into different categories for you.
Our guest today, Tiffany Smedley, investigator for the Federal Trade Commission. How on high alert are you? Do you trust any phone call or any email that you receive?
It's very hard to be trustworthy of emails and phone calls these days, but like I said, I'm extra vigilant and paying attention to where it's coming from. Do I recognize it? And if I don't, I make sure to contact the real company or business that is trying to contact me to make sure it's legitimate.
That's right. And slow down. That's what we give people. Don't worry about it. There's no urgency. Just slow down. Take your time and think through really what people are asking of you. Tiffany, we appreciate your time this morning, getting the good word out and keeping people safe in this day and age. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.